95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. How about this weather? I am loving this weather. But, you know, theoretically, it's about to get kind of crazy, like around 5 or so. This is sort of the calm before the storm, or the calm before the second storm. I mean, I don't know. Check with your National Weather Service. It might get a little wacky here in Los Angeles around about 5 or so today. So that's kind of weird, right? Young Kevin? 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 Hey, Kevin? He's shorted out again. Hold on a second. That didn't do it. Let me try one more time. I think we're going to have to get an engineer. Yeah, something's wrong with Kevin. He's stuck. That is the latest single from the Medicine at Midnight album, The Foo Fighters, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Of course, so many amazing tributes to Taylor Hawkins on social. So many wonderful things people have had to say about that. Unbelievably nice, really down-to-earth guy. I think one of my favorite things I saw, though, is from a friend of mine, works in the business, said she was super nervous to meet him backstage and get a picture with the band, the Foo Fighters. But he stood there the whole time she was nervous and waiting to have the picture taken with the band, kind of whispering ridiculous things in her ear, making her laugh the whole time. And like everybody said, that was sort of his deal. Just trying to make sure everybody's in a good mood as much as possible. It's KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. It's Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Kevin and Sluggo. Kevin. Still not working. Hold on a second. Nope. Yeah, there's something wrong with Kevin. If you could, do you have a robot at home? Like an iRobot? Maybe you could come take a look at him eventually. But we gotta do this. It's very important to get you some cash.
Moolah.
Some $2,000 moolah.
Moolah.
USC. USC. That is the number. 68683. Text USC. 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 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s. Till around 10. You know, when Greg gets sick of doing it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yesterday, we told you a story about somebody in Denver stealing a box out of the back of a truck, and inside the box was a bunch of heads, a right. bunch of human heads.
And not, you know.
There were human
not,
heads.
Not surprising. We have the important
news. Here's the news audio. Yeah.
As I was out walking around in Denver's Central Park neighborhood, there were a lot of kids getting off the school bus and families out walking the dogs as well. All of them, though, had the same reaction to this news. Disgust. In shock.
Pretty shocking. I guess I don't see too many strange things happening around here usually.
Denver police say someone broke into a box truck, took a dolly and a box with Science Care written on the sides. On the inside, human heads. Police told us they were on their way to be used for medical research.
On the inside, human heads.
You know, how do you get into that research? I'll be happy to be an intern in that little lab.
No, thank you.
Oh, we got another box of heads.
That's a super weird story. So I did some digging, and I found somebody to help clarify exactly what happened.
Oh, good. Nice.
He doesn't want to use his real name, but we do have Mr. X on the Heineken 00 hotline. Mr. X, hello.
How you doing, guys? Good to talk to you. How are you? You want heads? I got heads. I got plenty of heads. Anybody need a head?
No, we don't want heads. We're just asking about the Denver ones.
I give you the best prices anybody can ever give you on heads. You know why? Because I stuck them deep and I sell them cheap, buddy. Right. That's why.
Right, but we're not trying to buy any human heads.
Well, maybe.
You need a head? Who needs a head? I heard the other guy needs a head. Sluggo, anybody need a head?
Yeah, yeah. How much for a head?
I tell you what. I give you two for $45, one for $30.
One for $30? Is it freshly?
I gotta move these heads. I gotta box the heads. I gotta move, my friend. I can't hold them forever.
How many heads do you have?
Deep, I count them cheap.
Are they freshly
crazy
cut?
Crazy Anthony's anatomy. What else do you need? You need hearts. You need lungs. You need legs. You need toes. You need elbows. You need nipples.
How much are nipples, just out of curiosity?
I give you a box of nipples. $17 for a dozen.
It's like a chihuahua.
It does seem like a market.
You can discount if you buy 13. If you buy an odd number of nipples, you get a little money off. I got some spare random nipples. Don't match up.
I think we'll take the nipples.
Yes.
We'll on that.
Yes.
Okay, you got nipples, right? You can't have nipples without tongues. You want some tongues, too? I give you tongues and nipples.
Those...
What a party that is, my friend.
Did you say tongues or thumbs?
Tongues. Who puts their thumb on a nipple? What's wrong with you? Are you sick?
That's a good point. I've worked here about a year.
That's right. Yeah, February 18th will be your one-year anniversary next Friday. That's crazy. That was quick.
It is, right?
Yeah.
It was yesterday that you were talking me into it, and I was like, all right, that sounds great.
And I've been here for 37 years myself.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. So I just got this email, and I've never participated in this before. Hi, team. I'm excited to announce we're rolling out the 2021 performance reviews.
Oh, yeah, I got that too.
Okay, so what that means is that we need to...
No.
Yes, we need to evaluate our own performance.
I'm so good at that because I'm perfect at my job. I always just send back straight A's. Everything is perfect in my world.
Same.
Amazing, right? I know you are. You're incredible at your job.
Never make a mistake.
Never.
So we're going to be evaluating ourselves, and then we're going to be evaluated by our manager.
Okay.
So here's question one.
Uh-huh.
Are you clear where you work?
Okay, that seems like a fair question.
I feel like I'm pretty solid.
I mean, you've been here a year. I've been here for 35 years.
Yeah.
You have it down, right?
Yeah.
We have this tape here.
99.5, hold on. 99.5 KLOS.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
99.5.
All right, so maybe
listen,
not.
Listen.
That was several months into you being here, but that's okay. 99.
Also, said it three times. And even after you questioned it. Said it again.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Wow.
Well, so, all right.
All right, so I'm going to put down, I guess, scale of 1 to 10. I don't know how you do this. I'll give myself a 3.
Yeah, I was going to say 3. That's exactly what I was going to say.
What would you give yourself?
Oh, always a 10. Always, everything. I never screw up anything. So, $2,000 very soon in the high-low contest on First Wave. First Wave. Oh, yeah.
First Wave. Well,
that's what that you say. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I have no idea what Channel 33 is.
So,
what? 3. I'll go with the 3
so we're
after
both 3s.
Yeah, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Are you good at following the rules of radio?
I am. I think that's you are.
I mean, sometimes we goof around, but for the most part, we're pretty solid.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to do that. Sounds like a great idea, but I'm eating.
You are eating. You are not professional.
I am definitely not professional. Not when there's pizza involved.
That's the first thing they teach us in radio school.
That was yesterday. That was just yesterday.
That was yesterday.
All right, I get a 1 on that one. I get a
you
1
know what?
On following the rules.
I don't think I was eating in that clip.
No, you weren't.
10.
Ha ha, you bastard. You bastard.
I get a 10.
Ah.
How is your level of concentration when you have a guest?
Oh, we're solid focus.
That's what I think. I'd say 7, 8.
Yeah.
And being, you know, modest.
At least, yes.
So did you get to at least say I challenge you to a drool or did the security?
Hold on, a drool.
Drool.
I challenge you to a drool.
That would be disgusting with the drool coming out.
I mean, here we had the president of France on the phone and you. Ask him if he drools.
I mean, you were good on that one.
Oh, so, I get a 10?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
And I get a 1.
Oh.
Let me see. Average it together. Average 3.
We're not getting a raise.
One,
I think that's what
one.
It comes
down to. We have an average of 9.
We rule!
Not good at math either.
No one's better than us.
350 and 550.
And thereabouts.
We like to bring you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. A dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Yeah!
Just for today, I'd like to change the name of the feature from People Are Dumb to Putin is Dumb. That's all right.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you saw this story, but Vladimir Putin, the king of Russia, whatever he is,
master,
was in a video call meeting with officials and cultural workers, and he says that the world is trying to cancel Russia, the country. Just like they did J.K. Rowling.
It's like an old man who suddenly got hold of a phrase the kids are using.
So he's giving a speech, and what you'll hear is the interpreter, a woman who is telling you exactly what Vladimir Putin is saying.
All right. I'm a total dickweed.
Listen to this.
They canceled Joan Rowling recently, the children's author. Her books are published all over the world, even just because she didn't satisfy the demands of gender rights.
Because she didn't...
She didn't...
I'm not sure that Putin is understanding the intricacies of...
She was supporting a woman who was fired for saying men can't change into women.
Right.
And that may have been pretty tone deaf.
To put it mildly.
But I feel like that's a little different than killing thousands of people.
Then, hey, man, I deserve to be able to go and invade Ukraine if
Nobody's
I so desire.
Nobody's trying to cancel Russia. We're trying to say stop killing innocent people.
They're not trying to cancel our country. I'm talking about the progressive discrimination of everything to do with Russia, this trend that's unfolding in a number of Western states with the full neglect or sometimes encouragement of Western culture.
I would like to say, f*** you.
Putin is dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A man in Thailand is feeling some pain. He was supposed to be cooking dinner for his wife who was at work.
Okay.
Instead of cooking dinner for his wife at work, mm-hmm. he went out to drink with his buddies.
Right on! Woo!
She didn't share your sentiment?
Aw.
And
what's her problem?
Harpooned his penis! Harpoon!
Wow.
Have you seen a harpoon?
They're a little long, they're a little sharp, they're a little scary.
Yes.
I don't want one there.
No.
Wow. It's a whale size.
How do you aim
instrument.
So,
right.
so well?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe there's a lot to aim at. I don't know.
According to the Daily Star,
or do I know? Maybe I do know.
She shot him with a harpoon after waiting for him to come home. So he shows up drunk. And by the way, I never want to be this drunk. He shows up drunk.
Uh-huh.
She harpoons his penis.
Because she's waiting for dinner. She gets home, bringing home the bacon.
Right.
He's supposed to have dinner on the table.
Right.
And he's out drinking with his buddies.
He got harpooned in the penis.
Wow.
Then she went and she grabbed the harpoon.
Oh, no.
And she twisted it.
Wow.
Yes.
Isn't that a phrase? Somehow stick it in the knife and turning it, twisting it, whatever?
Yes.
But this is a harpoon.
I think it's stab in the back.
Yeah, something.
And turn it, twist it.
But at least it's the...
It's a harpoon in the penis.
Yeah.
And she twisted. Like, that wasn't enough.
She get rid of that thing.
That was not enough.
Taking him down.
He was allegedly so drunk...
Yeah.
...that he didn't go to the hospital till the next day.
That's fine, dear. You know what? I don't blame you. You're the best.
I have a harpoon in my penis.
Yeah, great. I'll go tomorrow.
He went to the hospital. He needed 17 stitches.
Damn.
He didn't go to the hospital till the next day because he was that drunk.
Wow. I'll sleep it off.
I'll sleep it off.
Hey, can you whip up some food? I didn't get around to it.
I'm hungry. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
On Mondays, we take a look at Next Door Weekend Update.
Yeah! What have you people been fighting about over the weekend?
Next Door is an app that shows people as they are. This is a bizarre one. Someone keeps delivering soup to my house with a note that says, "Soup for my perfect little soup boy." I appreciate the free food, but I don't even like soup. Please stop this.
We used to send pizzas to people all the time, but I never sent soup. I love that
soup
idea.
Soup for my perfect little soup boy.
Yeah. And is it a male that's getting it even?
It'd don't
be very
know.
Funny if it was female.
That would be very funny. Here's one, of course, out of Texas. Ted Cruz sign. Where can I get a Ted Cruz sign for my mom's yard? Thanks. The response is, I understand that they have a large supply of Ted Cruz signs down in hell. Go down and get one. You could put up a poll on Nextdoor app.
A poll, okay.
And this is, anyone looking to buy a collection of Beanie Babies? No and yes. No's are 100%. There's not a single yes.
Yeah, good. Good for you, Pete. Those are good neighbors. They're like, no, not dumping those here.
I'm thankful for all of you. Here's a nice one. Hey there, folks. I'm so thankful for all of you. I love you all. I'm drunk right now.
I was going to say, that sounds a little...
a little drunk-ish.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, friends. I would like to get the application TikTok. They want to get the application for
it. What, are they asking how to do it?
Yes.
Or they want them to bring it over to their house?
It seems like it would be a lot of fun to make videos with it. My nephew made my Next Door application for me, but says he will not make me a TikTok application because I'm too old.
Clearly proving the point.
I did not know there was an age limit. How do I make the application myself? Thank you for your assistance. God bless.
Well, I hope there's some really interesting answers on that. First, you must get head of bat and tail of newt.
Here's another one. Has my driveway been marked by some kind of satanic cult or what?
Let's see the marking.
It's just a couple of arrows.
Yeah.
Really just a couple arrows.
Yep.
Just white arrows.
Yep.
But clearly it is of Satan. I do love that that's the extreme that they jump right to. This, and then Patrick says, this is why I should never have joined this crap email site.
Because of that?
Sal says, Patrick, first of all, this is not an email site. Get your facts straight or I will sue you.
Blocked.
That's the one I love. And this is the strangest one that I saw. It's the back of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a truck bed.
Right.
And a 6 foot long sub sandwich on it.
That's a big sub. That's a big Twinkie.
And in all caps, Jerrison writes, who left this on my truck? This is not funny. I called the police on you.
Oh.
What do you say to the police?
Right?
Someone left a sandwich in my truck.
Could they be like, oh, delicious. Can we have some? Go ahead and enjoy.
He goes on in all caps. This is a violation of privacy in the First Amendment. If I ever see another sandwich on my property again, I am going to report you to the police.
Wow. So they know Joe here, or whatever his name is,
Jerrison,
gets mighty upset about stuff. And so they're like, what would really set him off?
See, that's the problem. Sandwiches. That's the problem with next door. Is if I knew where this guy lived, I would put sandwiches there at least once a week.
Be 50 sandwiches tonight, at least.
So maybe it's good that we're not on it, I would say.
Our next door to him.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A man in Thailand is feeling some pain. He was supposed to be cooking dinner for his wife who was at work.
Okay.
Instead of cooking dinner for his wife at work,
mm-hmm.
he went out to drink with his buddies.
Right on! Woo!
She didn't share your sentiment.
Aw.
And
what's her
she
problem?
Harpooned his penis. Harpoon!
Wow.
Have you seen a harpoon?
They're a little long, they're a little sharp, they're a little scary.
Yes.
I don't want one there.
No.
Wow. He must, I mean, that must be, he, I mean, I'm just, it's
also,
like a...
Also, how do you...
It's a whale size.
How do you aim
instrument.
So,
right.
so well?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe there's a lot to aim at. I don't know.
According to the Daily Star...
Or do I know? Maybe I do know.
She shot him with a harpoon after waiting for him to come home. So he shows up drunk. And by the way, I never want to be this drunk. He shows up drunk.
Uh-huh.
She harpoons his penis.
Because she's waiting for dinner. She gets home, bringing home the bacon.
Right.
He's supposed to have dinner on the table.
Right.
And he's out drinking with his buddies.
He got harpooned in the penis.
Wow.
Then she went and she grabbed the harpoon.
Oh, no.
And she twisted it.
Wow.
Yes.
Isn't that a phrase? Somehow sticking in the knife and turning it, twisting it, whatever?
Yes.
But this is a harpoon.
I think it's stabbing the back.
Yeah, something.
And turn it, twist it.
But at least it's the...
It's a harpoon in the penis.
Yeah.
And she twisted. Like, that wasn't enough.
She get rid of that thing.
That was not
taking
enough.
Taking him down.
He was allegedly so drunk...
Yeah.
...that he didn't go to the hospital till the next day.
That's fine, dear. You know what? I don't blame you. You're the best.
I have a harpoon in my penis.
Yeah, great. I'll go tomorrow.
He went to the hospital. He needed 17 stitches.
Damn.
He didn't go to the hospital till the next day because he was that drunk.
Wow. I'll sleep it off.
I'll sleep it off.
Hey, can you whip up some food? I didn't get around to it.
I'm hungry. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. $2,000.
Yeah.
On the way with our 1 second of nonstop.
Oh, the last 2K, the bottom of
Correct.
The barrel. Yeah.
This is it. We're giving it away and then we're done.
Yep.
You know how I love my Journal of Evolutionary Psychology?
I sure don't.
I read it every day.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah. You don't?
No. I hadn't noticed.
Oh, yeah.
No. Is that
Huge.
What that is? Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. What are those ladies doing on the front cover? Don't they have any clothes on?
They're scientists.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Let's not be sexist.
Okay. Right.
In a study that's published in the scientific journal Evolutionary Psychology, people who have the ability and skill to BS their way through a conversation may actually be more intelligent than others.
I guess I can see that if you're able to keep the conversation rolling with interesting whatever.
Yes, and just making it up as you go.
Instead of dropping out and just standing there.
So they took like 1,017 participants and they gave them 5 topics.
Right.
And they said, go, just talk about it as much as you can. 3 of them completely fake, made up.
Okay. All right. That's
and
interesting.
Most of the people who... didn't know that it that didn't recognize it said I don't know anything about that, and some people saw it and just started going
right.
just thought, well, what does the word mean, how do I take it from there,
right?
And they are determined to be smarter people.
Like they gave them IQ tests after or
I
whatever
it doesn't
they,
say it,
yeah.
It just says in this study they found that most participants that were able to generate satisfying or seemingly accurate definitions of fake concepts
right.
also scored higher on a vocabulary test.
Okay, see, that's got to be kind of important because, you know, you can certainly lie all the time but not be very smart. But right. If your lies make sense, then they fool folks.
If you're able to BS people, right. I guess BSing includes the person who's listening buying it?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of stuff going on there. Then you're able to convince someone of something that you don't know or whatever.
As you make it up, yeah. First you have to not let them know that you're making something up.
Right. So there's a layer there.
Yes. And then the next layer is it has to make sense to them.
And you got to believe it. So you're fooling yourself almost. Wow. I this is interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So they're probably pretty good poker players, I would think. You got to be able to really be a pretty good BSer to be a fairly good poker player.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because it's a little
bit of
that.
There's a lot of math in poker as well, so you have to be good at math as well.
That's why I suck at it. I always wondered.
But the BSing part, is a sign that you're intelligent.
Okay. Dude, we see through everything you say all the time, though.
This we thing win.
About what? Owning huge, huge oil fields that you're always telling people about. We don't
in
buy
Texas,
it. Nobody
what?
Believes it. No.
I thought everyone bought it. Oh, man. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it,
I try to find a positive war story, a positive story about Ukraine. Everything else has been humans being kind for the most part.
Right.
This particular one is someone dying, and I love it. I'm sorry, I love it.
I don't know what that means.
I'm just going to tell you that Putin lost his fifth general.
Oh, wow.
There's a top,
five generals already.
This is a top commander who bragged that the war would be over in a few hours.
And he's now underground.
And now he is dead.
I hope he had some, what was it? She was trying to get the soldiers, the Ukrainian woman, to put in their pockets so that when they get buried.
Yeah, sunflower seeds. Yes.
I hope he had a bunch in his pocket.
So that when they die in Ukraine, sunflowers
will do something good. Yeah.
Lieutenant General Yakov Razantsev, who is the commander of the Army's 49th Combined Armed Division, became the fifth general to be killed after just being taken out by a strike by the Ukrainian Armed Forces. I love.
Yeah, they are fighting back.
I know you're not supposed to love death. I get it.
Right. No, man, if someone.
These are people who are targeting civilians.
Yes.
F them.
Yes.
I hope they get killed.
Yes.
In this particular case, the general's death means the Russian army has now lost a staggering 16 military commanders in 1 month.
Wow, that is pretty amazing. Especially with Russia, you would think. Yeah, I hate to say this, but I think if they were on the right cause, they were doing the right thing in the world for some reason, that would not be the case. Do you know what I mean?
But just, yes, but yeah,
you're already kind of demoralized going into this because you know it's wrong.
Right.
You don't care what Putin wants. You know it's wrong.
Right. So. And most of the Russians don't even like it.
No.
But if you're going to target civilians, then I'm going
to
cheer the fact that another general in your army is now dead.
Yeah. You have something from the mayor?
This is the mayor of Kyiv talking about their resolve.
Okay.
I'm more than sure we win this fight. I'm more than sure the Russians never came to our hometown, to Kyiv, to capital of Ukraine, because we're fighting for our principles, for our children. That's why we're ready to die, defend our cities.
Nice. Yeah, and they destroy one of their ships?
Yes, a couple of their ships.
Yeah.
It seems to they really seem to be running into resistance they did not expect.
100%.
And it's, you know, it's a lot of the world rallying around Ukraine and giving them military support and everything else. And everybody just being on the right side of this particular event.
Oh, sorry, Putin. We knew you would like to shove some more cash into your pockets, but the rest of the world isn't really on board with you.
Not down with that.
You jackass.
Now he's a pariah.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Totally. That's not a perfect example of one of my favorite sounds, but I do love trains. I love trains in the distance. We're just talking about sound effects yesterday and sounds that you hear in the world.
You were talking about a can opening.
Yes.
Something that small.
Yeah.
Is like, oh yeah. Yeah, that's a heads up for something good that's coming.
Yeah, I popped open a can last night. And I was going to pour in my vodka mix, and my wife's like, ooh, that's a good sound, because she knew booze. Booze is on the way.
Booze next.
And then we started talking about, like, favorite sound effects. And I was like, one of my favorite sounds, and this is kind of weird, is billiards. Like, you racking them up and then playing.
Really?
I just love that sound. I used to play a lot of billiards when I was a kid, a lot of pool.
That explains a lot.
I love it. Yeah, right. You would think I'd be really good at it since I played it, but I wasn't very good.
This is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
You're in the mountains.
Okay.
You're backpacking.
Right.
And you start a fire. I love it so much.
There is nothing better than sitting there.
I could sit and watch a fire.
Yes.
For 10 hours.
Yep.
I don't know why. It's just mesmerizing.
And I'm very good at building campfires. Building fires in general, for that matter. Yeah.
We're both pyromaniacs. That's great.
I love the surf. Any chance I get to be up by the ocean? There's a place in San Diego, Del Mar, actually. It's called Del Mar Beach Motel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this old 60s beach motel. It's kind of cheesy
and
run down.
Dumpy.
It is right on the water, though.
Right
on the sand.
It's kind of dumpy.
Pretty dumpy.
Okay.
And it's awesome, and you can hear the surf all night. Okay.
All right, so your favorite sounds. That's what we want to hear. 818-955-KLOS.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. What is your favorite sound?
You know, that sound that just kind of puts you in the right mood for whatever, just kind of changes your frame of mind all of a sudden. Just snap. You're there. What is it? 818-955-KLOS. Distant trains. Oh, yeah, there you go. That. They have to be distant, though. If they're, like, close, then it's kind of annoying. But when I hear them way off in the distant
train.
Yeah.
That's strange. All right.
I love that sound.
It's weird that you like it in the distance, but not up close.
Now, if it's up close, it's kind of annoying. But if it's way down out there somewhere, yeah, then it's kind of cool.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. Your favorite sound.
Oh, what a beautiful sound that is.
Right?
That is a beautiful sound.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to do that again in just a couple hours, man. Cannot wait.
We were talking about your favorite sounds. It started with a little can opening.
There you go. Nice.
Now I've turned that up a little.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Because that means refreshment is on the way. and then KLOS, hello.
So there's nothing that's going to snap my head quicker and put me in a state of happiness hearing a old school muscle car starting up and then idling.
Oh, that's good.
Pretty
like that.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah, like a 69 Yanko or, you know, any old mobile. Ooh.
Looks like he's having a little trouble. Oh, there we go.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. That's nice. That you like, huh? You like that? Nice, man. Who are you?
My name's Brad. How you doing?
Brad, good. Are you visibly turned on right now?
Oh, you have no idea. Memory.
Right on, Brad. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, my favorite sound would be waking up to my alarm, which is playing KLOS.
Ah, what a brown noser, but thank you. We'll take it.
I would smash it anyway, man. Anything waking my ass up, I hate it. But thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a couple of them.
All right.
When I used to live in Germany, the sound of church bells in a little village just does something to me. I don't know why.
That makes sense.
That's a great sound. The other one is...
Is that a pigeon?
Know. Are you having an episode, sir? Are you okay?
Is that a pigeon? What is that?
No, that's it's got a little water in it, a tube.
Oh, yeah, a little water bomb action.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You mean this. Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes,
a good sound.
That's a good sound. Yep, you are correct.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955.
What about this one? Hang on.
Oh, yeah. What do you got? Oh, okay.
I got another bomb.
Oh, please. Yeah.
So we need to see if we like this one better.
Okay.
That sounds like little, that sounds like little cartoon people running.
It did. I think that's one of those really hardcore lighters, you know?
Oh,
what
I gotcha.
Do you call those things? I don't know. When you plug them in.
Torch thing?
Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Those will burn good. Yeah. Wait, there's one more sound people seem to like.
Talking about your favorite sounds. We started with a can opening because it meant refreshments on the way.
Refreshments on the way.
Correct.
Refreshments!
KLOS, hello.
Hey, my name is Dewey. Hey, Mark. I was going to say Mark and Brian.
Yeah, no worries. We'll take it.
Mine was pool, too.
I love all sounds associated with billiards.
You know, my wife, she changes to bowling.
Oh, okay.
We go to the bowling alley where the pool tables were at.
Mm-hmm.
After the tournament, we'd be in the pool.
Yeah, it's a good sound, isn't it?
After the bowling, I had to go to the pool hall.
I totally, and there's usually one attached, which is nice.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Right on, man.
Thank you for
Dude,
calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So this was like about the best sound or something, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Your favorite sound.
Okay, so my favorite sound would be like when I'm at the beach, got like nice breeze going. You know what I mean? You hear the wave crashing, and there's like a prop plane going, coming and going. You know?
Wow, that's quite a...
Really? You like the prop plane?
That's quite a complex
sound.
Yeah.
What's the advertising? That's the question.
The whole serenity is pretty good.
Right.
All of it.
I hear you. I get that from the ocean, too. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. We're talking about your favorite sound.
Hi. My favorite sound is babies laughing.
Aww, babies laughing.
That's nice.
I love that too.
Yeah, that is cute.
Thank you.
Wait until they grow up and they start stealing bourbon for you.
Right?
Right.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi. You guys are talking about the best sound?
Yeah, your favorite sound.
Yes, I have two. One is a tattoo gun.
Okay. Oh, really?
Excellent.
Nice.
Yes. And the second one is the sound a bong makes when you're taking a hit. Yes.
Here we go. We got it for you.
Mm. Yep.
Or...
Oh, wow.
It seems a little aggressive for a bong.
Well done.
Nice request. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Greg?
Well, you guys asked me to cop on. Well, yeah. I didn't know learning was a requirement to listen to your show.
So, we have a very heady show. We try to teach.
Well, this is going to be a problem for me.
We talked about driving rituals, and Sluggo has to run over all those little blue fire hydrant thingies on the road.
You know that points out where they are. Do you do anything like that?
My God, man.
Right? He's an animal.
Oh, there's something. I don't want to know what you'd see on an ink blot test.
Bob Dylan sort of explained NFTs to us.
Yeah, I sort of learned. Are you a big Bob Dylan fan?
I don't buy this. Bob Dylan explaining something?
I mean, it was Bob in air quotes.
Ish. Yeah. Bob-ish.
In air quotes. Yeah. We didn't really learn anything. I got to be honest. We didn't learn anything today. Sorry.
Oh, that works for me then.
Yes, okay, good.
Okay, good.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. We'll see you Monday, but first...
One last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Kris Kristofferson almost lost his role in Barbra Streisand's A Star Is Born on this day in rock in 1975 as Barbra wandered backstage at an Elvis Presley show at the Hilton in Las Vegas to offer Elvis the lead role in A Star Is Born, but... Colonel Parker decided he should have a hell of a lot of money and top billing for that particular role, so... Alice Cooper turned up for the Muppet Show on this day in rock in 1978. He performed Welcome to My Nightmare and School's Out.